Ai, hoki mai ko Gurley Clark, tēnei kōrero atuna ki a koutou. Nahi runga te raina te tahi wahine, tana ingoa ko Marama Fox, Moana Fox. Aroha mai, Moana Fox, kamutu kei aia. No kone ano eia, te whānau no kone ngari me mutu au aini ko rongo koutou i aia. Kōrero ana tēnā ano pea e tahi o koutou e mōhio ana ki aia o ki te whānau. Nā, i tāna nei mahi e mahi anei ki Aroha, Arohata Prison, ngari akwa tēnā me kōrero. Tēnā koe e Moana. Tēnā koe, Moana. Yeah. E whakaro mai ana koe. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. I have introduced you on the air. Now I would like you to say a bit of life on what you have been doing since you've moved out of the area and gone down to live in Wellington.
Okay. So for me, my father transferred in the post office days. My mum, we moved down here in Wellington. So I've been here 49 years now, and so my journey with here has been, you know, I've had my tamariki, my whānau, my children. I've grown up and been educated here in Wellington, so and I've been here ever since. So yeah, so my journey really for me is I've done a lot of community work. I've worked with youth and such like, different jobs obviously, so I come with quite a different style of life skills, been very happy here, and now obviously it's my time, my journey for being part of corrections, and really looking forward to that. I've officially graduated last Thursday, so I've been on the floor at Arahata Women's for probably my 7th official day. I'm really new to everything, lots of learning, but very much passionate about what I want to do. Mm. Obviously, through my graduation, I achieved an excellence award, which I am very privileged to have been acknowledged. Mm. And I mean, for that, there is everything that, you know, that I do want to aspire to. I mean, it's about outstanding achievements, consistence and demonstrating, high standards, excellence and personal commitment to improving our public safety. And I think that really sums it up for me. It has been a journey that took place 6 years ago. I was in a mall and they were handing out flyers for corrections. And I took that flyer, but at that time I declined. I thought, no, I'll have to wait and just make sure my family are ready. As you know, I've got children doing studies and a beautiful mokopuna, so it was really about supporting first and foremost, so I waited. And now, I have gone through extensive training to be where I am today, through corrections, 12 weeks. I'm really just looking for, and I've been given the tools, the good tools to do my job and do it well.
Mm.
So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, very good. Mm. Moana, I was going to ask you now, for people that doesn't know, Arohata Prison, it's a prison for women, isn't it?
Yes, it is. For our wahine, so yes, it is. And it's based here, obviously, in Wellington Tower. So, so it's for our wahine.
For the women. So
yes,
for
women,
people that are listening, that's what Moana is doing. She's covering a section of corrections.
Mm-hmm.
It deals with the women only.
Mm. Yes, it does. Mm. Yes.
So in saying that, congratulations on that, Moana, for achieving that.
Yes.
The other thing I was going to ask you, you come from up here. Now, can you just explain to some of the whānaus up here, which family are you from?
Okay, so from the far north, I have my grandfather, Jack Aronor. He's from Aipara. My grandmother is Thelma Muhi. She is from Whangarei. So she's from Three Mile Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they have passed over. So that's my connections. And I also was Obviously, my grandmother separated from my grandfather and met her husband, which is Major Rudolph. So I was lucky enough to be brought up in that whānau. And managed to just really, for me, learn our customs, our culture quite strongly. As you know, we're very strong in our ways up home, and I think I definitely know I've got a lot of that in me, being Ngāpuhi, so I'm very proud of that.
Mm.
And I'm also proud of where, you know, I have, yeah, definitely where I've come from, and that's, you know, all the more reason, to be where I am today, because I wouldn't be, I believe, yeah.
Okay. Now, with you at Arohata Prison,
yes.
Do you have a number of women that are in there? Do you know how many is in there?
No, I'm not going to guess. I'm not sure, actually.
Okay.
I'll say that, and I'm not going to guess.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
But we,
So you deal with the women inside the prison itself, is
yes.
it? Is that part of your job?
That is part of my job, yes.
Yes.
So I've been trained. There's different areas that you can work in, and I've been trained in an area which is called escort. So it's about transporting our wahine to the appointments, doctor appointments, and all those sorts of things, and making sure, obviously, priority is to keep the public safe, so make sure but it's important that these women get where they need to be.
Mm.
And within the prison itself, I'm transporting them within movements within the prison as well, because obviously they have programs that they will attend. So that is my job.
Yes.
So on a day-to-day basis.
I was going to mention programs, because that that prison, I had once upon a time there seen on TV where they had musicians teaching them how to sing.
Yes.
And it was a great program. And so obviously there must be several types of programs that are running at Arohata Prison, is that right?
There is, yes. So it is really a good opportunity for, you know, a woman in there to take those on, and as they do, and yeah, definitely get the opportunities. And I think with anything as a mother myself, you know, it's really important that we still learn to, you know, it's a learning, area, so to embrace those things. So every opportunity you get, and we do have very good opportunities there for the women, and they do take them on, and they do very well, yeah.
And then another question I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
You know, do they, you know, in the Arohata prison, do they encourage the Māori language if it's the Māori women in there?
Yes, yes. And we do have a very strong kapa haka group, as well, so we have very good tutors, and in fact one of the tutors is an officer in there, and yes, very strong. And the women, they really, you know, we just had a graduation the other day, and it was just overwhelming, actually. It was, you know, it's very emotional, but these women, they were very good, very, very good, and that too, to me, is for us, is our, you know, our waiata, and singing and all those sorts of things are very powerful and very, you know, and good for our women. So yes.
Now, from you looking inside to the women that's in prison.
Yes.
Do you at stages, are they allowed to have their family visit them, like the children and that?
Yes, they do. Yes, definitely. They're entitled to visits. And I have been part of a visit, visiting time. So yes, no, definitely. There is, they do have those opportunities, to have their whānau come, definitely. Some it's a bit tough. They have to come from far north maybe as well, because they are down here doing some very good programs, and we have, you know, as you say, Arohata, we have, we have some good programs here, so they bring them down to take part of that, and sometimes that is a bit tough on whānau.
Mm.
But, you know, definitely do the best we can as far as, you know, for the visiting,
Well, it sounds like you've landed a very good job, Moana.
Thank you.
And it's quite caring.
Yes.
And obviously that workload, at times it can be dangerous, but at the same token, as long as you love the job, that's the main thing, and getting on with people.
And getting on with people, and communication is our
big thing. That's right.
Really communicate and be fair, But I've learned lots of really good skills through my training as well around safety, and I certainly know that I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't have those skills. Mm.
Yes, I think that's got a lot to do when you're in that environment.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it too is behaviour.
Yes.
All those that comes into the into that area of your workload, and I'm sure Moana, you're doing the utmost best as you can,
yes.
And that's all you can do is encouraging the women that's in there, and try and avoid them coming back again the second time.
And that's something definitely is obviously part of my goals as well. But yes, you're right, miss. It's very hard. It's very hard in there.
Mm.
But, you can make a difference if you persevere, I believe. And, never give up.
Never give up.
Because if I did that, oh, my gosh, I would have given up on my children a long time ago.
Okay.
But they're worth it.
Yes. Oh, lovely, Moana. Oh, well, no doubt you're doing a grand job. And congratulations
you.
On your excellence award.
Thank you very much, miss.
In the future, we'll likely talk to you and see how you're going on in your job.
Very nice.
All
yes,
right,
miss.
Then.
Thank
lovely
you.
To talk to you.
Yes.
And the families up here, I hope that's listening
yeah,
that knows you
yeah.
or know of your whānau.
Aye.
So, kia ora to you.
Kia ora.
Ai, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.